Beautiful. Are you speaking next week?
Yeah, boys, as always, our limud of Sefer Chofetz Chaim, Hilchos Lashon Hara, is the Zchus Refuah of Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, Yishtav Refuah Shleimah, B'tzoy Sher Chel Yisrael, very, very soon. So I saw in the Shabbos B'Shabbatoy, which is the Antwerp Shabbos Divrei Torah sheet, I saw there that he brings down a story which is B'Shem Rabbi Nachum Mendel Schneebalg, the Rav of Manchester, Zichron Livrocha, Zecha Tzadik Livrocha, and he told a story about the Machzis HaShekel. It's the Yortzeit of the Machzis HaShekel in the coming week. The Machzis HaShekel is printed in the parish. It's a parish on the Mogen Avrom, and it's printed in Shulchan Aruch, in Orachaim, and part of Yoredeya. And the Machzis HaShekel lived, he died in 1806. So he lived, he died 218 years ago. He lived in a place called Boskovich, and he wasn't the Rov there. He didn't take a Rabbonus, and in fact, he didn't allow his children to take Rabbonus. He didn't like the burdens that were associated with Rabbonus, and it was only when one of his children's businesses failed, I think the shop burnt down or something like that, there was no insurance, the guy was left penniless, that he gave his son a heter to become a Rov. But until then, but he was a big Talmud Chacham. Obviously, his parish on Mogen Avrom is printed, the Machzis HaShekel, in the Shulchan Aruch, on the page, so therefore, we're not talking about a Stam Yid. Anyway, the story goes that there was a Yid HaGevir in Boskovich, a wealthy man, a stingy man, a nasty man, a man who had a reputation as not being the nicest of people, and he became very ill. He was a bit older, and he became very... the Gevir became very ill. The Gevir the Kamtzen became very ill. Okay, so the Rav decided, the Machzis HaShekel decided to go and visit him. And he went in, and he sat with him, and he was just chatting to him. And the guy was waiting for him to say something. You know why you're ill. You know why you're about to die, because you're such a terrible person. But he didn't say anything. He was just talking generally, and he was talking, he threw in here about, something about the shul, about a mitzvah, whatever. But he didn't put any pressure on him. And in the middle, this guy gave like a big krecht. And he went, was wird sein? What's going to happen? So the Rav said to him, he said, what are you worried about? So he thought this was, the guy's doing teshuva, he's getting worried about dying, whatever. And the man said, I have a daughter, and she's already 27. At 27, and she's an attractive girl, she's a good girl, and I have money, and I can't find a shidduch for her. And what will happen if I leave this world, and she'd be left all on her own? Maybe it seems that he didn't have a wife anymore, or maybe his wife couldn't, whatever it was. So I said, I don't know what will be with my daughter. So the Rav said straight away, I will make sure that she gets married. I'll take her on my responsibility, and I will find her a good shidduch, and I will take it on my responsibility. You can rest assured that I'll look after her.
This is the
Machzis HaShekel. Machzis HaShekel taking on the responsibility of marrying off this Gevir's daughter. And the Gevir said, I can't believe this. He said, I thought you were going to tell me that the reason why I can't find a shidduch is because I'm so stingy. And the reason why I can't find a shidduch is because I'm so nasty and I have such a bad reputation. And you're going to give me Musa. And instead of that, are you sure? He said, I promise you, I'll swear on the Sefer Torah, I will look after her and I will find her a shidduch. And apparently that was the turning point from then onwards, The guy started to give tzedakah, he became better, he became a lot softer, and they found a shidduch for his daughter, v'chole v'chole. So Reb Menachem Mendel Schneebalg brings this down in his Sefer, Sifsei Oni, on Pirkei Ovos. And he says, I don't know on which particular thing, but he says, what we've been discussing about till now, that fire and brimstone is not always the best way of giving somebody toichocha, right? Being nasty to the guy and giving him, blaming him and cause and effect, etc., etc. The Rav managed to turn the guy around just by being nice to him, just by being kind to him, just by giving him a good word and not holding it against him. Boss? He showed a good example, and that was enough to bring the guy around that he should improve. Okay. So I just thought I'd mention that because we've been speaking till now about the what's it called about toichocha and how to approach people, and sometimes just being nice to them and setting them a good example, as you say, is the way to bring them around. Okay, now the Chofetz Chaim is going to turn to the rules of toyeles. Okay, we all know that there are times when it's allowed to speak lashon hara, and there are 7 rules of toyeles. And providing that you comply with the rules of Toyeles, then the Lashon Hara becomes not only mutter, but it's the Toyeles. Once it becomes a Toyeles, but it becomes a mitzvah. Okay? So, if it was a trivia question, when is it a mitzvah to speak Lashon Hara? The answer is poshut, when it's l'tayeles. We all know that when it comes to a shidduch, or when it comes to a question about whether or not you should do business with them, or you should be mishadduch with them, we all know that there's a mitzvah to tell the truth. Okay, but there are rules, and the rules we have to keep to. And once we keep to the 7 rules, which are quite easy and quite logical, and they all make sense, then, providing that we keep to those rules, then we've got no problem with speaking Lashon Hara. And Adarabah, it will become a mitzvah to give bad information about the person in order to prevent a shidduch from happening, or to prevent a business deal from happening, or some other association. We're trying to make sure that somebody is protected from somebody who he shouldn't really associate with. Yes, that's one of the rules. Honest and no lies. And or even more important, no exaggerations and no embellishments. Yeah? That's one of the 7 rules, okay? It has to be true. I can't remember them all. Pliator will speak about all of them in the coming week. But providing that the person is genuine and he means well and he doesn't mean to cause any damage to the person and he tells accurate information, then the Lashon Hara will become a mitzvah. Including shidduchim. No, but you have to know that you don't volunteer information. Right? You have to be asked. If you ask, then you give answers.
Davis Fairway, North West London, Friday, Shabbat Ador Sheni, 5th of April. Bob the Goffey. This week's program is sponsored. Mr. Shukur Shleim and Lafayla Irene, Mr. Shukur and Yashav, Mr. Shukur Hashavan, Mr. Chayolim, Mr. Chomor, Shachim, Mr. Shalom, Mr. Shalom, Mr. Heiro.
Good morning. I'd like to talk today about one letter, or perhaps 2 words in the Torah. Vav the Goffey. This expression, Vav de Gochon, will become clear in a moment. The Gemara says, in condition we'll learn the Gemara together in a minute, but first let's talk at the Pusik. In this expression, in one single parsha, there are 2 things which are unique. Find the Pusik. Pusik says, "Kol hoylech al gochoyim, all that goes on their stomach, v'chol hoylech al arba, ad koma beraglayim, v'chol hasheis hasholetz, l'sorchim k'sheketzem." Says the Gemara in condition. Lefichoch nikri rishonim sofrim. That is why the rishonim, the previous generations, were called sofrim. They counted every letter in the Torah. They said, Vav de Gochon is the center of the Sefer Torah. It is the middle letter, this Vav. Gochon is the stomach. But the Vav of the word Gochon, Gimel, Ches, Vav, Nien, that Vav is the absolute center of the Torah. What? Is it not? We'll see. Vav de Gochon is the middle of the Torah. Durash, which is interesting enough, also from this week's parasha, Ve'esiyach atas, durash, durash Moshe, v'inasoyer of these words, durash, durash, chetin shel taivis, is also the center of the words in the Torah, as far as words are concerned, which kind of stands to reason, because unless we would assume that one half of the Torah has substantially more letters than the other one, we would assume that the central letter and the central word should be not far apart. Which is the case, indeed. It's a few psukim apart. Because on average, there are as many letters in the first half and the second half of the Torah. So we find ourselves in Parsha Shemini, this week's Parsha, we have both the two center points of the Torah. This is sort of the equator, because here we have both the Vav, the Gochoin, and the pair of words, Dorash, Dorash, which are also the center of Tcheter Shel Teves. It goes on further, which I'm not going to go into, because it's not going to talk about it now. And then says the Gemara, Boy Rav Yosef, Vav, the Gochoin, Mahagisa or Mahagisa. Is it from this side or from that side? Now, recognize that within the question is implied that Rav Yosef knew that the amount of psukim in the Torah is a zugi, it's an even number. Because where he knows that it's uneven. First, the Vav. We'll talk about Darsh in a second. Because where it not be even, the Vav is the center. So clearly he knew by Masari that it's an even number. And now the question is, when you say Vav is the center, is it the last of the previous half? With the beginning of the other half, because that's the point when you have an even number, that it can have one single letter to be the center. Let's take a separate Torah, let's start counting. Milo Omer Rabba B'chune, did Rabba B'chune not say in a different manner, Lazuzi Misham Achevi Sefer Torah Monum? Well, na. Inui, they were Buki B'chasaris V'yasaris, and not Leibikian. So it could be that there's an extra Vav, an extra Yud, a Chasaris, which is somewhere in the Sefer Torah, which is not possible, therefore, to count with the Sefer Torah that's in front of us. It must have another source to know which way it goes. He has the Kasha further. Adkan. Now one more Gemara. Tundi Rabbunon, Chamash Asalufim V'shmoyne Maris V'shmoyne V'shmoyne P'sikim Hav, P'sikim Sefer Torah. There are 5,888 psukim in Sefer Torah. Yes, all of Tehillim is greater with Shmoyna, with 8 psukim longer. Hold your horses. Chus Medivra Yomim is less with Shmoyna. Okay, Atka. As we said before, the Torah seems. As we finish the Gemara here, we have the following conclusions. Vav is the center of the Sefer Torah, and we do not know Mahagisa Mahagisa, which implies that the psukim, the words, all the words of the Sefer Torah are an even number. Dorash Dorash is a central pair, but Rav Yosef does not ask on Dorash Dorash whether it's on this side and that side. And then he goes on to tell us that he himself cannot count the Sefer Torah because it's Ein Bekinim Achasaris V'Yasaris. There may be an extra Vav and Yud which would take off our count, so we need to have a different source. And then the Gemara says that 5,888 psukim of the Sefer Torah, Tehillim has 8 more, and the Rayum, sorry, 8 less, and the Rayum has 8 more. Let's see how far we can go. So, in the first instance, in every Chumash, look at the article Chumash at the back of the whole Torah. And there's like a list. There's a list of points. How much psukim are there in the whole Torah? There's not the whole list here. Okay, but I did prepare from another Chumash before. In front of us, we only have actually 5,400 5,455 psukim. Put that aside, we'll leave it at the end. But Oisis is a problem. We have 304,805 Oisis in the Torah. It's been counted numerous times. This is the psukim of the Torah. If you go by our psukim of the Torah, our words in the Torah, the central letter is the Vav in the pasuk Ishei Hu Lashem. That is 4,833 letters before Vav the Gochen. And what that tells us is that in order to shtim with the Torah, tells us there has to be 9,666 more letters in the Torah, right? Because the central simply says that if until this point you're 4,833, the second half must have as many letters. Now let us say there's a Vav missing here, a Yud missing there, but there aren't 9,666 psukim missing. Furthermore, even, the point of missing, you recall the last winter, Sotheby's put up for auction the Sassoon Codex. So the Sassoon Codex, arguably the most important, or certainly one of the three most important codexes that exist, together with the Aleppo Codex and Leningrad Codex, which is to say, the oldest copies of the whole Torah with all the Masoretic notes written in a single volume. So these are the three most important copies that exist. Sotheby's put up for auction. It went to the end, I think, for $30 million. What?
38.
And it hadn't been on display in many years, because ever since the Sassoon sold it once and a second time, and it ended up in a private collection in Geneva, it wasn't seen. So in the months leading up to its sale, it was shown in three places around the world, including here in London. I went to see it. And I was lucky enough, fortunate enough, when I came there, the curator, I forget her name for the moment, a from lady with a hat, spoke about, there was a group from one of the shuls here, and she spoke about the what's so amazing about it, and what they themselves had a few weeks. No one knew who would buy it. As it happens, it was bought by a museum in Israel. But at the time, the fear was it would be bought by a private collection, never to be seen again for 50 years. So there's a frantic effort to try to read everything, to try to understand, and many new things were found out about it, where it came from and how it was purchased. So there was somebody there, a scholar, who wasn't Jewish at all, and he said, can you talk more about the differences between that and the Masoretic text? And she said, they don't exist. He said, that's impossible. This is a whole different branch. He said, there aren't. And it's like a Tanakh for 15 minutes that it's impossible. And she said, you don't understand. There are 9 differences in the entire, all the texts we ever have. And the majority of them, 6 or so, are about Gaias, like little psik, like a hefsik in Tam. That's a whole difference. In terms of textual differences, it comes down to 3 or 4. But so a Daka, and very, very some examples, there's a hefsek between Halah Hashem Tikkun Lezoy, the high or not the high. That's about it. And this guy couldn't get it, because Takitz, I'm one of the biggest pluralists in the world. How is it possible that there aren't more differences? We have a Masech HaSafrim, minor differences from by Shiny, Zatuta instead of Nare, and Ma'oina instead of Mo'in instead of Ma'oina. But even that is limited. And Rabbi Yaki will tell you why it is so. Because if a Bakar ever makes a mistake, Mishra'itofim. So therefore, the only mistakes that can come in are things that you can't hear. But so a dako you cannot hear. So it can be envisaged how at some point in history, dako became Ashkenazim, right? With an aleph, sof, with a high. But this is the limit of it. And these are so minor. So 9,666 letters disappeared. That's impossible. Magam, there aren't. You'd have to put an involvement all over the place in order to satisfy that without changing the meaning of the Torah. The same is also true for the words. Chazal say Durash Doyash, but we have in the Sefer Torah 79,976 words, and the middle word is El Yesoid. Now Durash Doyash. So what do we do? Now it's even worse. The difference is 933 letters in the first half, multiplied by twice, 1,866 words. Now 1,866 words changes the meaning of the Torah. These are psukim, these are new commandments, something added. They couldn't disappear. There's no explanation, even if one would say that there's so many Vavin and Yudin and Hayes which were added extra in terms of the letters, we cannot say in any way that 1,866 words are missing of the Sefer Torah. So Abba's now to the conundrum. He says, Anan Aina Bukiyim. This in itself is a kasha. He's booky enough to know that the words of the Torah are an even number. But he's nevertheless worried for not counting. But even if he's not booky, how they end up with this Messiah of Durash Durash and Vav Deguchon? And this is actually a problem. It's such a big problem that there's almost no direct and clear explanation. There's no way to make it fit. There was a very famous tzaddik in Tamachom called Yitzchak Zilber, who lived in Russia for many years and kept the Messiah and came out of Russia. And obviously, he wrote an article about this. And he said that having time in Russia, what did he have so much time to do? No Mosforim. He actually counted letters in the Torah, counted again and again and again and again and again. And one day, a spark went off. He started counting the pairs of words in the Torah, pairs. Like, let's say, Baboyker, Baboyker. It's a pair, right? Where is the double words? Baboyker, Baboyker. Words like it's not a good example. In a second, lech lecho, and so on.
Hashem,
and he,
Hashem.
Correct, and he found pairs of words in the Torah, 91 pairs. Okay, 91 times in the Torah. Now, in the 91, incidentally, he theorized that if you pick the middle point of the 91, it should be the word Dorash Dorash. Maybe what Chazal is telling us is that Dorash Dorash is the middle words of all the pairs. Of all the peers in the Torah, Dorash Dorash is the central point. But it didn't stem. It's not. Now hold on. There's a famous story that a person, Esav Chaim Kanievsky, how many times does it say Moshe in the Torah? Mm-hmm. Chaim Kanievsky says 614. He went home, opened the Perek Tashut from Bar Ilan. You can search for words. He put Moshe in the Torah, came up with 616. Yeah. Came back to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. You're off too. He said, Bal Masha Yudai, V'mimet Abayis Miyos Mise. The computer can have the friendship between Mise and Moshe, and Masha Yudai is the same as Moshe. But in reality, only 614. Likewise here too. Among these 91 peers, two appear. Lech Lecha in Sham Sam. That is not a peer. Because the Lech Lecha, the Shoresh is very different. The Lech is Melushan Halichen, Lechu is of course refers to the person. Sham Sam is two different words altogether. Eliminate these two peers. Sham Sam Lecha Kemishpo the Sham Nisui, says Amaro. Sham Sam. So by search, it appears, if you look in the Torah, just look in the plain text, Lech Lecha and Sham Sam are a peer, but they're not a peer. Take away the 89, Doresh is exactly in the middle. If you take away these two, you end up with 89. The Rish Doresh is exactly in the center point of this other peers. In other words, the Rish Doresh is not Chetzion Shel Taivos, it's Chetzion of the double Taivos. Now we understand another matter as well. Why wouldn't he ask the same question, Mahagis and the Rish Doresh? Because they knew the amount of peers, it's easy to count. If you have 89, you know that it's an uneven number, and therefore Doresh Doresh is the exact center of it, and you can't ask the question of Mahagisa, Mahagisa, whether this side or that side, because they knew easily that the peers are an uneven number, so you don't have to go much further than that. No, once he realized this, others have come further, and said the same can be said, perhaps, about Vuv de Guchon. Vuv de Guchon, and this is a bit of circular logic, so follow with me for a second. It says in Masechet Sofrim, because Vuv de Guchon is the center of the Torah, that's why it's Zukif. It's a big letter. Put this aside for a second. If you count all the letters in the Sefer Torah which are Meshine, either small or large, there are two Masoras we have. One Masora, which is the Mukama Masora, our Masora, is that there are 16 letters. 16 letters in the Torah which are either, like the Aleph of Vayikra is small, Vuv de Guchon is large, take away those. Rabbi Yosef Tuv Elim, Rabbi Yosef Bonfi, he has a different Masorah, and he has 32 letters. 32. If you count all these letters, then you find something fascinating. According to our Masorah, Vuv de Guchon is the ninth letter in the Torah, and according to the Masorah of Yosef Tuv Elim, it is the 16th letter. Now realize this. According to our Masorah, it's Mahai Gisa. It's the last letter of the center point of all the Otzis Mishinos. Meaning, if you divide it into two, you have nine. So you have four and five. You have, if you have 16, sorry, you have eight and eight. This is the ninth one, the first of the second half. And according to Yosef Tov Elam, you have 32. This is the last one, the 16th letter from the first half. It's a half of the Torah. Depending on your Masorah, it's either Mahai Gisa or Mahai Gisa. It's an even number, 16 or 32. It cannot be in the middle. But for the Guchon, from the Oitzis HaMashinis, from the unusual letters in the Torah, the large and the small, this is the middle one. So again, it does not refer to the question of whether it is this middle letter of all the letters of the Torah, which is Takanat. It is the middle letter of all the unusual letters in the Torah. There's one Kasha on it, and that is that there is actually one more, and that's the Vuv Ketia of Shalom, but could be they didn't count the Vuv Ketia as a letter, rather only the large and small letters alone. So again, the Vuv of Guchon is not the center of the Torah, but rather the center of all the unusual letters of the Torah. What is the problem with that? I said to you, it says in Masechet Sofrim, why is Vuv de Guchon the center letter? Because of the central letter, that's why it's written large. But keep in mind that according to what we're saying now, it is the central letter of the large letters. So the logic is circular. It is the central letter because it's large, but it's large because it's the central. So even this is a clue in there. That does bother me a bit. I will say that some of them assert that Zukov doesn't just mean large, but Zukov means that it's written a bit higher on the line. So not only is the Vav a larger Vav, but it's also written a bit higher. Even the Zukov means that it's written above the line a little bit, so it could be that the fact that it's large has a different reason altogether. Why do we raise it above the line? Because from all the Oysis HaMashinis, it is the central letter. But otherwise, you have to pick one way direction. So this is one way. So what do we say so far? So far we've learned that Be'etzem, when the Torah says Durash, Durash, and Vav de Guchon, it's not referring to the letter of the Torah in general, but rather to something special and unique. Durash Durash is the central of all the peers in the Torah, which has repeats the same word twice exactly. And of those, we have 89, and this is the center. And Vav de Guchon is the center word of all the words which are which are unusual, the Kedelus HaKetanis, which either have 16 or 32, depending on the Masorah that you have. It's an even number. According to our Masorah, this is the first of the second batch, 9. And according to Rastot Emes, number 16, the last of the first half. Mahagisa, Mahagisa. Of this, you can say, Nabukib Chasayas V'yasayis. Maybe there's one extra, maybe one less. This is what the one way of understanding this member. Before we go further, I want to provide an alternative explanation to the kasha that we had. The Gemara says, M'soch Medavov, I am Migdil Me'icha B'Torah. The Torah is written in such a way that some things say earlier and some say other. Sinj Dafka in the same way. Shtaita Medi Shorech HaTov in Tehillim in Kapitel Gimel. Zeh Shomer Akusev, the fact that it says, Amidim Me'icha B'Torah, is Meribiz Nepusik Lo Yuda Enesh Erka. People do not know its value. Omer Abeluzer, the Torah was not given in the correct order. Why? If it was given in the correct order, whoever would read the Torah, miyad, you know, we talk about the Torah, the power of the Torah. Why do we feel it? Because it's deliberately written in the wrong way, like a puzzle which its parts don't fit together because you don't know how it fits. But by etzem, if you knew how to arrange the parts in the correct way, you see the picture emerge in front of you. That's what the Abish intentionally put parshas in not the correct place to hide it. He does know. Who knows like me how it's supposed to be? The Torah in itself has all the power in the world, and the reason why we cannot access it is because we do not know how it should be organized. Would we know what comes first? We have all the power coming from the Torah itself. Clearly, the Abish doesn't feel that we're worthy of the koyach lachis levlivus oylem lachis ma'asim la'asas mafsim. So this is the push it. Now this ties in with something. The Gemara says now at the Zur David, Antoninus, the king of Rome, but Marcus Aurelius, Ashkenu, whoever it was, he saw Reb Chanina Bachome raising this. He would kill every day. We went to Rabbi Tilna with him. They would kill the guard on the way in, and then be mechayim ma'asim on the way in. So he told Rabbi Nakudish, Yudanu, I know, Ziti, she'izbachi, your smallest one, your smallest Talmud, mechayim ma'asim. He can be mechayim ma'asim. It says in Sefer Basahar from Kalin, Yesh lo nibakabule, ki kol tana va'amore, haneskurim va'gamure, every tana amore mentioned the gamure, ha'yuchal achis ma'asim. K'moshim mutzini, at Rebbe Vantaninus. If you're mentioned in the gamure, then you're on the level of mechayim ma'asim. So now we can pass to the following. We learned how he said, what is so amazing about any person can do that? You have a Sefer Torah. Remember, this is before the Gemara existed. Or you have the Sefer Torah. So you start counting. What is the mal of Sefer Torah? Maybe it's like this. The Yishayim of Sefer Torah understood the real order of the Torah. They knew what's supposed to go where. And that's where the power came from Chachma HaGemara to be able to be Mechayim Ma'asim. Because if you know that, you can do anything. And if you know the correct order, you know what is the real center of the Torah. But the Musa's Vov de Gucha and Adurish Dorash, it is based on their deeper understanding of how the Torah should be arranged. Yes, it's true that as it stands in front of us, the Sefer Torah, it's stuck in the center. But if you can rearrange, put all the pieces of the puzzle in the correct way, you know where the center point of the puzzle is. And that's the Shvach, that they knew how to truly count the Oitzi Shabbat Torah, which we don't. In my mind, therefore, the fact that we cannot find it in our center doesn't stem from the fact that it was more or less letters. Just the order is wrong. Move the psukim in different directions. Add this pasha here in front of me. We once spoke in Torah way about when pasha's korach happened. Move the korach to the correct place where it happened, and suddenly you find the sefer durish durish of over the guchoin being at the center point in the sefer Torah. So the lack that we don't see that comes from them.
But you're still missing letters.
Why?
Because you've got the same number of letters in a different order.
True, but so imagine
the number of letters, the 9,666 that you're missing.
I'm not missing anymore. Right. Because imagine if
that Vov de Gochon is the center.
Correct. Yeah, but the Vov de Gochon is in the words. So assume, for instance, that we say that it's that our center is in the Vov of the Vahu. But if one parsha, which is after the Torah, came from the front, went to the back, then Vav de Gochen shifts to a point where now it becomes the center. The letters of the Torah remain all the same. The question is, what is the center point? Rearrange the Torah in an order, and Vav de Gochen becomes back in the center. Rearrange the Torah in a particular order, and Durash Durash becomes the center of the Torah. For us, we have more psukim on this side than on that side, because it's misordered. But if you realign the psukim, then it becomes the center now. Let's say, for instance, that there was 10 psukim in the whole Torah. And we are told that the ninth pasuk is the center. But if you know Amidah Mecha Batoy, the ninth pasuk is supposed to be the fifth pasuk, so now it's the center. And that's the point. That you move a few psukim from prior to Vav Dekochon to the second part, and Vav Dekochon moves into the center. So the fact that it's not the center is because Amidah Mecha Batoy. They knew what it was, the right order. So they counted the Lezer Torah in its correct order. And then if you rearrange the psukim in the correct order and then come to the center, you'll find Vav Dekochon. We can know how it is.
Maybe an easy example maybe we could understand is the first half of Yisro. Maybe Yisro came after.
Yeah, so exactly, exactly. And there's numerous examples of psukim like that. Even this week, Pasha, the Pasha Shemini, the four times in the Torah that the Meluah mentioned to rearrange the order of how it goes in otherwise, and suddenly you shift the psukim enough that Vav Dekochon ends up in the center with the same letters. You just rearrange the psukim in that order. And this hence again the reason why it's such a chiddush, why it's so special, it's so amazing to say such a thing. There's so much more to say about it, but we'll just finish off with two gedanken. One is regarding the words of the Torah. There's a theory from Chaim Kanievsky. He said he didn't work it out himself, but he said that one has to always realize where the words, like it says Yerech Yaakov with the makas in between, is that considered one word or two words? Maybe if there are chasaris v'yesaris, things which were missing, perhaps tamim, which combine words together, we can make up for some of it. Reb Chaim himself said that to make up for 1,866 words is hard to see how we can find enough such examples. But that's one idea. It's Kenza. Yeah, okay, so we'll just touch upon one thing. We said Vusapshat that the psikim, this, that if you look at Sefer Tehillim, you can see even without counting, Sefer Tehillim is not a psikim less than the Torah. There's no comparison at all. So Vusapshat Finim, how does it go together? So one interesting theory is this. The Torah is not referring, there was a Masorah, there's 5,888 psikim. How do we get to that figure if we're missing a few hundred? In Sefer Devarayumim and Sefer Tehillim, there are many psukim which appear like in the Torah itself. There are many psukim which appear almost verbatim. I have a list of some of them, not all of them, but a list of some of them. Let's see. Ozi v'zimra skova hilal isho appears both in the Shira and also in Tilim in Kapitel Kivit Ches. Ki yudan Hashem amal avudu v'snechom appears also in the Vurim and also in Tilim in Kapitel Kivit Lamadai, and so on and so on and so on. If you add up all the psukim which are quoted verbatim in Tilim that appears in the Torah, as well the ones in Divrei Yomim, you come to 5,888. So what Chazal is telling us is there's a Masorah of 5,888 psukim, which are spread across some of them in Divrei Yomim, of course the majority in the Torah, and some in Tehillim. So it's not talking about psukim in the Sefer Torah. And look at the Lushan HaGemur, you see Ashtekar right to that. It says, Shmoinu psukim have psukei Sefer Torah. It doesn't say have a Sefer Torah. The psukim which are all together make up the words of the Sefer Torah of 5,888. So with this we understand now that it's not again the question of missing psukim at all, but rather fakir. Psukim of the Sefer Torah which are spread in other places and quoted in the Tehillim and the Devarim. And now a final point. Durash durash moish ha-chetzen shal psikim. Shtaitem ben yidu ha-gadang. He says, what's the durash durash? Because every time a person starts to learn, he says to himself, surely somebody spoke about this before. How many is the Torah we standing, B'chashem?
18.
How much?
18.
And no one has come and said, we've run out of all the topics to speak about, no. Correct?
We just started.
Exactly. So do I write from Hashem HaKudosh to say the exact same word of Akiva Eiger. Torah Hashem Temimu. Temimu is in Pashas and Abahaim, it means it's perfect. It has nothing missing, right? Una failure. This is what it means. The Torah is still perfect. It's still wrapped in its cellophane. No one has scratched the surface even. The wrapper hasn't been opened up. B'chlal. Zug de ben Yehuda. Durash, shagitin alles, durash. There's more to be said. There's always more to be said in the Sefer Torah. Durash, durash. It's never ending. The Mamas Makan Dashan from Sefer Torah unashir. I'm certain even this topic, we haven't heard the end of it. Some other things will come up to explain how Vov de Gochon is the center of the Torah and Durash Durash is the center of Psikim as well.
Can I ask you just to remain for a moment?
Wow.
Just, before he speaks, we have a very special presentation. Very, very special presentation.
Yeah, you can't.
So, with your permission, Rabbi Yisai,
to our dear friend Yanki, always inspiring us with an amazing vote in appreciation and deep admiration from all your friends at Toraway on your special birthday, with our wishes to you and Evelyn for good health and happiness for all the family in Muddletop. And just a few little verses to describe Yanki.
Oh, wow.
When asked to speak about Shmiras Haloshen, he never felled a weasen to decline, quoting widely from Tanakh and Gemara. Please keep going with your Achilles, Murti Shemra, and Loshen Hora. If he's a bit hoarse, he drinks a bit of Mayim. When he explains the Halachas, he brings the Chofetz to Chaim. As an orator, he's always terrific. As for Toraway speakers over 18 years, he is the most prolific. He stands up for Dirsha Halacha and knows his Halachas any food or liquor. As far as we're concerned, you are never the Toffel, always the Ikka. At Shir, while we are busy listening, drinking coffee, and clearing our throats, Yanki is feverishly writing copious notes. At the beginning of each month, for us, is a time for reflection, but for Yanki, he is preoccupied with the Rosh Chodesh collection. We look forward to hearing your halachas in Shurim for many years to come, amid Hashem, always well communicated, such as an amazing vort, awesome Ashrei, and Kedusha elucidated. Be it here or in Yerushalayim HaBanuya, Bezintahait ad meh vesim shuna.
Say one word, if I may. It says in the Megillah, Mordechai Mishnah Lamelech Rotsu Lerovechov. Was Lerovechov Lo Lecholechov? Here, I'm going to argue with the Megillah. We have Yanki Lecholechov. All and every one of us want to be our participants in this, and we wish you Mazel Tov to you and Evelyn and all your family together.
Okay.